Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now, going back to energy costs, and one thing that's often mentioned as a way to bring down bills is the development of renewable energy, of wind energy in this country especially. Well, a new government plan to identify all sites for offshore wind farms was announced today. And I'm joined now by Minister of State at the Department of Climate, Energy and Environment, Timmy Dooley of Fianna Fáil, to bring us through it. Minister of State, Timmy Dooley, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Cormac.
And since you are at the Department of Climate, Energy and the Environment, I have to get your reaction to energy price increases announced this week by Bord Gáis and Pinergy and Energia and Flogas, which could add hundreds of euro to people's energy bills. What do you say?
Yeah, look, the government is keenly aware that energy has been a big driver of costs across the economy for a while now, and a recognition that there has been some level of increases proposed. And to that extent, the government established a cross-government energy affordability task force to work on this area. And the seriousness of it is recognised by the fact that the Minister, Dara O'Brien, with senior responsibility in this regard, is going to chair that. And
the task force won't cut the mustard when people are struggling to pay bills next November. Is there any concrete solution here to help people?
That's the purpose of establishing the task force in the first instance, to see what measures and levers can be put in place to stabilise the cost of energy. Government, and right across the political divide, it's well recognised.
But they won't report back for a good few months. What will people do this winter?
They will, because the purpose of it is that there will be an interim report in advance of the budget that will help to inform what will happen in that eventuality.
So, but you've ruled out one-off energy credits, for example, haven't you?
Correct. But
so,
if you
how
also,
do you help people?
But with respect, like the VAT had been reduced to 9% on gas and electricity until October 2025 at a cost of about 85 million, and that's in place since 2022. Now, Minister O'Brien has expressed support for a further extension of that, and he has indicated that he'll engage with colleagues in the coming months as part of the budgetary process.
Yeah, I know, but the price hikes are on top of that. Do you know what I mean? So that's there, that's in place. So extending that doesn't obviate the need for further help because of the price hikes.
Yes, but as I said, the work of the task force is to go through in relative detail in a short period of time to try to look at what else can be done to try to stabilise the prices. What we have to do with this budget, and some of the supports that were there in the past were very welcome at a time when prices were at really elevated levels back to 23.
Now.
Well, if we go back to the price levels that were there in 2023, we have fallen back from that too. And we also have seen a growth in the economy and we have seen a growth in incomes through various other supports that are placed.
Cope?
No, I'm not suggesting that it can be done in isolation, but I think you have to take all of those factors in, and we're not going to solve it between you and I here today. I'm suggesting to you that the appropriate approach has been taken by the government through this affordability task force that will look at all the elements available.
Okay,
we'll look at the increases in supports that have already been there that are there through other
supports. But families, Timmy, who know they'll struggle this winter, like they did last winter, will want to know pretty quickly how the government is going to help. But whenever we discuss this, the government very often talks about renewable energy, that'll come on stream pretty quickly. And you're announcing today the National Designated Maritime Area Plan proposal. And you say that'll help with the development of wind farms, will it?
Well, there's two aspects to it. Of course, there's getting a better energy independence for ourselves so that we're in control of our own destination in terms of the generation of our own electricity and the supply of our own energy, and that will happen into the future. But we're also assisting homes and people in retrofitting homes and becoming more energy efficiency, having a greater level of energy efficiency across the economy. So if you look at, like last year, there was a record capital budget of about almost 560 million that was provided to the SEAI for residential upgrade schemes. And I think that supported probably about 65,000 homes with energy upgrades, which is reducing the amount of energy that's used in the home. And they're therefore reducing the cost. There was an additional 280 million provided under the Warm Home Schemes.
I know, but people to local say that those grants are inadequate because the cost of retrofitting your home is way beyond so many. Talk to me though about retrofitting.
The 280 million was provided to local authorities that gave a full allocation, fully funded, free to those homeowners.
Yeah,
and those are the people that were in greatest.
Yeah.
I know, but that's really important. But
no,
those are people who are in the greatest threat of energy.
But whenever we discuss it, I'm telling
poverty.
You, we get texts from people who say, I've applied for it, I've looked for the grant, but the cost beyond the grant is way beyond me. So I don't know if that's something.
But I can only give you the figures that there's nearly 65,000 homes that have already availed of it, and we'll be continuing to provide that level of support.
Okay. And what about renewables, though?
Yeah, so renewables, as you know, we have a plan in place, and there was already an area designated off the southeast coast, which will go to auction in November, and we'll hope to have energy coming ashore from that early in the next decade. It obviously has to go through planning process, you have to go through the maritime areas of consent. And that's a slow and it's an arduous process, but it's an important process that we get the right companies with the financial strength and the viability to provide for the future.
Early in the next decade? So you mean 2030s?
Well, of course, we're bringing 5 gigawatts extra energy onto the grid. And the plan is to have that in construction by 2030. It may be 2031, 32 before that electricity is coming ashore. But in the meantime, we have 7 gigawatts of renewable energy onshore, and that's growing. And today the announcement was about putting in place a plan to look to 2040 and to 2050 by identifying sites early on that will be suitable for the generation of renewable electricity offshore.
Well, look, there's nothing early on in terms of renewables in Ireland because 12 wind farms were refused planning permission in 2024. The developer of 30 turbines that were built off the coast of Clare and Galway withdrew earlier this year. And we just have one offshore wind farm, you correct me if I'm wrong, and that's not in use. Is that right?
The one that you talk about is the wind farm on the Arklow Bank, which has been there for a very long time and is reaching the end of its natural life. They will be seeking permission to deconstruct that. In parallel with that, there will an application be going forward under those phase one projects that will build out the Arklow Bank 2 project that will bring about 800 megawatts of power onto the grid when it's completed. So yes, we had one of the first offshore ones, which has been very successful. It's coming to the end of its natural life.
Nothing now.
Well, there will be.
I mean, if you're talking future tense, your target then, if we have no offshore wind farm and you're talking about the next decade, your target of 5 gigawatts of energy from offshore wind by 2030 is highly unlikely, can I put it to you?
No, I don't accept that at all because, as I said to you, they're in various different stages of their life cycle. I expect that 5 gigawatts will be in construction by 2030. I think in the early part of the next decade it will be on grid. But you're making the point that way back that project off the east coast of Ireland, at that stage we had very little onshore wind. We have developed our onshore capacity in the intervening period. So it's not about whether it's on or off. It's about, is it renewable?
If it's
also, in addition to that, we've had a very significant amount of solar electricity coming onto the grid. And I think that's now at about 6% of our renewables.
Okay.
So the plan that has been in place by this and previous governments has really delivered. We have about 40% renewables on the grid right now. And it's days that the winds are blowing strong. It's reaching much higher levels. We're building capacity. We'll get to 80% by the early part of the next decade and we'll be at net zero by 2050 in terms of our energy mix.
Well,
and we're starting early on the next phase of the offshore, and I'm very confident based on what we're doing now that we'll have the building blocks well in place to meet the needs and expectations of that foreign investment that will be such an important part of the rollout.
We all hope you're right, that's for sure. Minister of State Timmy Dooley of Fianna Fáil, Míle Buíochas, lad.